Your Oxfordshire with OxtreeGen.com.
So all this week we're talking about the environment here in Oxfordshire. Carbon footprint is a term that gets thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean?
No clue.
Nope. Pass.
No. Well, it's the what I use, isn't it? Or if I use too much electricity or drive a big car. Is that what it is?
Right. Time to speak with someone much smarter than I. To Oxford University. Here's Ian Curtis, joint leader of the Oxfordshire Climate Exchange.
It's essentially the energy that they use in their daily lives, whether they're heating their homes, cooking their food, driving around in their cars, flying away on holiday. You add that all up together, and it's all that energy use. Now, when we make the energy, it's creating carbon dioxide emissions. And the carbon dioxide emissions are the pollution that's going into the atmosphere and starting to warm things up a bit.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So we all need to reduce our carbon footprint. There are many ways we can do this. How we travel is a major one. Ensuring there are plenty of trees around is another, which is where OxtreeGen can help. Here's Director Nick Thomas.
The main way for people to get involved is through our membership initiative, which is Oxtree. What we try to do is engage people in understanding climate change. We try to get them to think about what they can do to reduce their level of emissions by switching lights off at home, recycling and making small subtle changes to the way they live. And then on top of that, they also plant trees as part of the membership. They can come and plant the trees.
That's it for now. Keep listening all this week for more tips on how to keep Oxfordshire green.
To find out how you can help preserve Oxfordshire for the future, visit OxtreeGen.com. Help the planet breathe.